cracks are sliding down. Folks lose their possessions if folks are leaving town.
High water and the devastation it can cause is on many people's minds this week in the aftermath of the typhoon that hit the Philippines. As we struggle to comprehend the full impact of this particular storm, KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass will talk about how this once again highlights the weakness in the way we humans respond to such disasters. We've also got some snow on the mountain passes, which we want to make sure drivers are aware of, a winter storm warning that could be treacherous for people here. Cliff, let's get some highlights of the forecast for the weekend.
Well, first we have to start with today, and a fairly serious event is going to occur. A very, very strong trough is moving southward, and it'll get over us during the day today. That will produce very, very strong winds in the mountains, and even some moderate winds here in Puget Sound. So in Puget Sound, maybe 20 to 30 mile per hour winds with some higher gusts that'll develop during the day. But the key story is the snow and strong winds in the mountains. We can see as much as 1 to 2 feet today. And it'll end tomorrow morning sometime. So we're talking about some serious snow in the mountains. This is the first major snowfall there. And it'll be accompanied by strong winds gusting up to 30, 40 miles per hour at least. So we will have near blizzard conditions in some of the passes. And so if anybody's crossing over the Cascades today, they have to be particularly careful. Bring chains, be ready for fairly severe weather during the day. Tomorrow that trough moves through. The snow showers will lessen in the mountains. So tomorrow actually won't be a very bad day at all.
The key message is don't drive. If you don't have to go over the passes, it's better not to.
So the key message is be careful going across the pass. And if you don't have to go across today, I wouldn't. The other major weather issue is the Strait of Juan de Fuca. As this trough moves by later today, another westerly wind surge will punch through the strait. And we're talking about winds getting up to 30 to 50 miles per hour. And that'll particularly affect the western side of Whidbey Island, especially the northern and central parts of the island. So that's the big weather features. Then on Sunday, another weak weather disturbance comes through. It'll bring some light rain, pickup of winds in the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and a little bit more snow in the mountains. So we have an active weekend for weather here.
Do you think it's going to cause power outages the way that it did last week?
No, I don't think the winds will be strong enough to cause power outages, particularly since the winds will be a little bit less. Secondly, we've already pruned those trees quite a bit. So the things that are about to break have broken. So I think we'll be okay.
And speaking of powerful weather, right now in the Philippines, the official death toll is 3,600 people, with fears of up to 10,000 dead and 12,000 people injured. Talk about your feelings about seeing this happen yet again.
Well, we're seeing the same failure mode for Haiyan that we saw with Katrina and so many other storms. Weather forecasts have gotten much, much better. We knew 2 or 3 days before with great confidence that a major event was going to occur. But what happens is the U.S. government, aid agencies, and others, they wait till after the storm has passed, after the damage has occurred. And then they think about it and decide to send aid in. And the trouble is if you wait a few days after the event, the aid doesn't show up till 4 or 5 days after the event. And people suffer greatly because of that. This is crazy. It's completely unnecessary. We know these events are going to happen days before. 2 or 3 days before, you make the decision to go, to get your aircraft carriers ready, to get the supplies ready. And if you do that, you could be in place the day after the event. And that could save lives, reduce misery. It'd be a tremendous positive. Why that doesn't happen is beyond me. But we are technically capable of getting things ready much earlier than we're doing right now. And I'm hoping that'll change because we must realize the forecasts are better now. We have the ability to highlight these disasters, at least the meteorological disasters, many days ahead of time. And we should take advantage of that to get resources in place.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.